Hi, my name's Catherine Baldwin-Thompson from Angel Soul Healing, and I'm a Vortex Subconscious Specialist. Now, I'm here to talk to you today about asthma and the causes that affect asthma. And it's important to realize that with every illness or dis-ease that happens in the human body, there's always a vibration or a thought process or pattern that causes the illness or dis-ease in the first place. So that's why it's so important to target these illnesses or diseases through the vibration and a healthy thought pattern first to clear it before it manifests in the human body. So with asthma, the thing that triggers asthma is childhood trauma, allergies, and later in life, usually smoking. But most of the effects of asthma are usually due to childhood trauma. So it's really important that we address that whole vibrational aspect of the childhood trauma. So you will find a pattern with asthma that it starts with children in usually a certain age bracket, and it's usually post trauma. So we usually find that children at a certain age will develop the asthma after a traumatic experience or a subconscious belief system that causes the dis-ease in the first place. So what we find is children usually grow out of the asthma, and it's not until a later age in the adult development and clearing process is and when we start to re-engage in either something that causes that trauma or we re-engage in clearing that trauma that the asthma comes back. So it's important to remember that there are some easy steps to follow to make this asthma process easier. Definitely if you're an adult going through this process and you want to know how to fix this or help it at least lessen the symptoms. Step one would be to make a monthly record about when the asthma occurs, what stress causes it, food, allergies, and what memories. Basically, so you want to keep a logbook. It sounds difficult, but it's really not. It's your key. So writing that, also writing a list. Writing a list would be your next step of all childhood trauma that you can remember, and try and remember the age bracket that you may have been in. This may cause you to remember other childhood trauma. Important thing to remember is be patient and take time, because this may bring up some things. So it's important to really soothe yourself. So how do you soothe yourself easily through childhood trauma? It's quite simple, by taking your hand and using the tips of your fingers saying, "They're there, it's okay. They're there, I'm safe," is a really easy way to soothe yourself and let yourself know that you're here in the now moment, that you're not back there as a child where all the trauma happened in the first place. So then that brings us to the present moment. What can I do now? So that brings us to the next step, which is acceptance. Starting to accept that these traumas happened and they're not with you now, but it would be really healthy to clear them and cleanse them. And that's where the next part of your recovery would come in. And this is the really fun part where you can really just gently release and let go through meditation and relaxation. And a really important goal is to remember that you're not in this alone. And choosing a subconscious healer that specializes in this kind of trauma removal is key. Most healings just touch the surface, and most healings will get to a certain point but not get to the very core. So the key is to find a subconscious healing specialist that really can go deeper, way deeper than any of the hypnotherapies or any of the tapping and things like that. They are amazing products. They are amazing healing modalities. But if you want to go deep to the very core, invest in yourself and find someone who is a specialist. I hope this really helps. And as you can see, ways of handling asthma in your adulthood are really not that difficult or complicated. I'm Catherine Baldwin-Thompson from Angel Soul Healing. I say thank you.